Hi there, Miguel. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line here to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your established business. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far? So, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the local map or that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. That's where we go when we don't know who to call. And that's the power of this particular listing. People will not need to know the name of your business to see you as a top option when they're on Google looking for a landscaping contractor for any of the services that you provide. Now, are you doing both residential and commercial?
So right now it's mostly residential.
Okay, mostly residential.
Yeah.
Would you be able to take on commercial work if it found you, or should we just focus on residential?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can handle some commercial. And is it mostly like landscape installation, landscape design, or is it like lawn maintenance, lawn care?
Lawn care, maintenance, and landscaping.
Oh, good. So, yeah, those are all different services that you provide, and each with a number of different keywords that someone might look for and be able to find you for. So you're not going to be limited by keyword, search phrase, no matter how someone searches for you. As long as it's a service that you provide, you can pop up on that first page. Now, I don't see that Tara attached a website. Is there not currently a website for your business?
That's right.
Do you have photos, though? Do you have photos of some of the work that you've done, before and after photos?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. I mean, obviously, you know, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that people who have... I was going to say, you know, we would want to make sure that your phone is ringing, and having a website is a good way to showcase your work and talk about your services. Now, as far as pricing goes, it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. You're servicing kind of the greater San Francisco area, Walnut Creek, 45, 50 miles. This would include a paid ad component to get you found quickly throughout the entire area. You'd be looking at a flat rate, and this is with the established business discount, of $299.00. That $299 would be the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You don't pay for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. The calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small, residential or even commercial jobs, it's still that flat rate. And of course, a lot of the work that you're going to get might even be the recurring maintenance work. Others are going to be that profitable landscape install. It is a month-to-month service. Is that something you think you might want for your business, that first page placement and the phone calls that you would get from it?
It's a $299 per month.
$299 on a month-to-month basis, unlimited phone calls. If I can include the website for you at no additional cost, would that be fair enough to give us the opportunity to get it going and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time?
So it would be $300 a month.
If you wanted all of San Francisco, yeah. How long have you been paying for leads with Angie's?
Well, I just started.
Oh, well, you can find out the hard way if you like. It's going to cost you more time, money, headache, hassle, and frustration. I'm trying to save that for you. I mean, it sounds like $299 is too much for you. I mean, I'd be doing you a disservice. I can get you San Rafael, you know, maybe not San Francisco, but we can do a local campaign at $199, but it's not going to get you your entire service area. But, I mean, as new as you are to the Angie's, I understand you're probably going to want to give it a try. But, you know, I'm not trying to say anything bad about it, but I've been doing this long enough to remember before it was called Angie's. Of course, it was Home Advisor, and 8 years ago, It was called Service Magic. So you can imagine how many business owners I've spoken with over the many, many years that have tried that service. You would be the exception to the rule of everyone else saying it costs too much money and it's a headache and it's a frustration and it's good money going after bad leads. I mean, you can look it up. There's a class action suit. Over 4,000 contractors are suing them for the quality of their leads, and they're under investigation by the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, for misrepresenting the quality of their leads. But, you know, like I said, you're welcome to give it a shot. You might be one of those lucky ones that actually gets work from it.
No, it's good to know, man. You know,
Well, keep an eye on those leads. It doesn't sound like you're willing to invest in placement on Google at this point. But we have to fill this position today.
Well, okay, if it's not today, then when will it be?
Well, I don't know. We only call through the air when the positions become available. But they do open up, you know, sometimes sooner than we would expect. You know, sometimes, one guy got injured on the job. He couldn't take on work. But sometimes it's something simple like, you know, a partner that wasn't consulted or who knows what. But if the position's available a month or two down the road, as long as you have no bad reviews, we might circle back and reach out to you.
Thank you, Mark. And you said you'll take care of everything? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, our job is to keep your phone ringing. I would even include a website for you. You know, we would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost. Of course, we can use any photos you have now, and as we send you more jobs, you know, you can take new photos or even videos. We can add that to your website. There's never any additional cost for that. There's no additional cost at all. I mean, it's easy to budget for. With a lead-based service, unless you've got a hard cap, and I've even heard people say that they had a cap on it, but Angie's exceeded that limit. But, you know, in any case, it would vary week to week. It would vary on how many leads you get, how much each individual lead costs. I mean, I've heard from business owners that if it looked on paper to be a bigger job, like you'll pay more for a landscape install lead than you would for a lawn maintenance lead. You're not any more likely to get that job than the smaller or recurring work, but you are more likely to pay more for it, and it might be hard to budget for. With us, there's no taxes, fees, surcharges. There's no lead fees. It's the simple flat rate. It's a lot easier to budget for, and especially for a smaller company. You know, sometimes those lead fees can spiral out of control pretty quickly. But with us, you know, in advance, it bills once a month for that exact amount. Like I said, we could do a local campaign. It might be 20 miles. You know, it's not going to be the 45 or 50 miles. It would not be for San Francisco. You would need paid ads to get that because you're not based out of San Francisco directly. That would be $199 a month as a flat rate. The website would still be included in that. Like I said, if you wanted all of your 45 or 50 mile service area, including San Francisco, we would do paid ads. And you're still looking at a 50% reduction in the cost of the service because you've been around for 8 years as an established business. You would actually, in that case, be saving $300 a month. The $299, that's a $300 reduction in the cost of the normal cost of the service. But we could get started with the local campaign. You'd be looking at $199. Like I said, it would not cover your entire service area, but it's a lot more budget-friendly. It's the position that we're tasked with filling, that local listing. We are allowed overlap as far as the ads are concerned, and we can always add the ads later on. So, you know, for an initial investment, you'd be looking at $199. Now, because you are so new to the Angies, and, you know, obviously I want to make this affordable enough for you to give us the opportunity to get it going and earn your business, there's usually a $99 setup fee that, you know, attaches to the first month and helps us offset a little bit of the time and resources we're going to put into getting you on that first page. I would waive that setup fee altogether, and if you wanted to do the local campaign, you'd be looking at $199 out the door, $299 if you wanted to include the ads. In either case, the website would be included. Now, since it is a month-to-month service, you can run it side-by-side with the Angie leads. What I would tell you about that, though, and although there's no direct conflict, you don't have to stop using it. A lot of my clients have a lead-based service, or at least started one when they had one when they started with us, whether it's the Angies that you've got, Thumbtack, Networks, Crapjack, any of those others, most of my clients that have a lead-based service, even the ones that like it and have experience and success with it, they're still more than happy to scale back on their leads, you know, keep their leads paused more often, cap their leads at a lower amount. Some of my clients will shut their lead service off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are listed on the first page of Google. And while Angie's or HomeAdvisor does advertise heavily on Google, and of course radio, television, everything like that, they get their money by selling the same lead to competing businesses. This would put the power of Google to work directly for you and for you specifically. Like I said, calls would come directly to you from someone who saw your website first, so it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. I mean, you know, you might have to stretch just a little bit, being that you just signed up with the Angie's, but, you know, a local campaign, especially one with no setup fee, you know, looking at $199 as an out-the-door cost, and, you know, believe me, I think you'll find out within the next few days or so with the leads that you're getting and how hard it is to turn those leads into work. I mean, you know, that yours might not be the case, but I've just spoken with so many business owners. The overwhelming majority do find that the Angie's is, you know, it's kind of, it's at best hit or miss, and most of the time it misses way more than it hits. It might not work out for you. But, you know, with the website included, if I waive that setup fee, I mean, $199 month to month, no contract, is that something you think you might want to try, being that the position is available now?
Yeah, so this is based off of Google?
Well, it's Google and Bing. I mean, everyone's main focus for the most part, most everyone's focus is Google. So Google is our focus as well. We are a Google Premier partner, but 1 out of 10 people will use Bing, although most of them are using their smartphone when they do that search. It's still a big chunk of people. I mean, it's a lot of opportunity. So Google and Bing, you'll have a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, you know, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, dozens and dozens of directories. It's almost 70 directories that Google is currently indexing, whether they're known to the public or unknown.
Where would I be? You know, like website or like, you know, like update it, where would I get access to that?
So you would have a detailed reporting and tracking system, not only to see how much work you're getting and where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map, from the individual directories, or from your website. You can also, through your client dashboard, upload photos, request content changes for your website, and of course you can just, you know, call us or email us and request those changes, and we'll make those changes for you. You do have that tracking system. Well, you know, you would be able to call us toll-free Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. You can email us 24/7. We respond within the following business day. You'll have a dedicated website for your tracking system. It's my.localsplash.com. There's also a downloadable app for your smartphone for your tracking as well. So it's as easy as we can make it for you to stay on top of how well it's working. Could you repeat that?
What is the app called? I just want to, you know, get more information because, you know, I haven't heard of you guys.
Well, I mean, if it's just more information, I'm going to send you a link and I'll maybe send you an email. But like I said, we have to fill this position as quickly as we can. But let me do this right now because it's I don't have a website or an email address, I should say, for you. But I'm going to send you a text message right now. It's an SMS message really through the computer, but it works the same as a text message. So it's our pricing page, and you can see exactly what we're talking about here. So I sent that out to your smartphone. You should receive that in a second. It's localsplash.com/SEO packages. So, I mean, we are one of the top-rated SEO companies who have been around for 18 years, but we don't really promote ourselves. We promote our clients. So, you know, you may have heard of Vivint Home Security or Extra Space Storage. They've got almost 1,500 self-storage locations all across the country. They've been our client since 2008. But I did send that link out to you. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Uh-huh.
So like I said, you are going to be able to track your success. You'll also be able to monitor your reviews, and you will have reviews. I mean, we are creating almost 70 different directories. Most of them will allow someone to write a review, and wherever those reviews populate originally, whether it's Yelp, Google, Facebook, Foursquare, wherever those reviews originally populate, they repopulate on the review tab of your tracking system. So in one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or have us respond to those reviews for you. You can maintain and manage your online reputation right from your client dashboard. We've been around since 2004. We're coming up quick on our 18-year anniversary, 4.9 out of 5-star client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing to earn your business and have you be a satisfied client. One thing you might want to click on here where it says Google Partner, that colorful and recognizable Google G, you can click right on that. That is not copy and pasted off of the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. If you click on it, it goes directly to Google.com. Right on Google's website, under the Partners section, you can see that local splash is a Google Partner. Now, anyone who tells you they can get you on that first page of Google really does need to be a Google Partner, because Google makes changes to their local map algorithm all the time. Whether it's additional tools and techniques that we can employ, or if they are, in fact, adding new directories that they'll index, or sometimes they stop indexing certain directories and don't want us to create those. I mean, we are always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Now, if you scroll down below that, we talked about the Platinum package and doing a $299. That's with paid Facebook ads to get you all the way out, 40, 50 miles. The local campaign would be the Pro package, but I told you I would do half on that, so you'd be looking at $199, not $399. The other bells and whistles, though, that you see on the Platinum Premier and the Platinum package, the advanced tracking and reporting, dashboard access, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, I would be able to include those on the Pro package. What drives up the cost of those other packages are the paid ads, whether it's Facebook ads or Google ads. It's a direct cost that we incur to run those ads. That's what drives up the cost of those packages. So, we can do basically the Platinum Premier without Google ads, and you would be looking at $199 a month as a flat rate.
$199. And like, let's say if I wanted to cancel, the membership.
Yeah.
I can just call.
Exactly. It is completely at will. It's month to month. There's no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, or if you want to go on vacation. All that we request is that you give us a call 3 days before your billing date so we can stop that service and prevent any charges to the next month.
Okay. And you said I can do the 50-mile radius for $199?
Well, that local campaign is probably not going to get you 50 miles, especially since that would include San Francisco. You've got so much competition, and a lot of it is based out of San Francisco. It would be more like a 20, maybe 25-mile radius for the local campaign or the Pro package. You would need a paid ad component, whether it's Google ads or Facebook ads, to get 50 miles anywhere in the country, and especially when you're talking about a competitive industry and big cities. So, I would not want to tell you that you could get 50 miles without doing some form of paid ad. You could do that, though, if you wanted to include Facebook ads. Google has kind of outpriced their service for most businesses. It's a minimum requirement of $300 a month to do Google paid ads, but we can do a Facebook paid ad campaign with a 50% reduction. You're looking at the Platinum package with that one. Again, you'd be looking at $299. You're saving $300. It's 50%, and it ends up being just a $100 difference. But, yeah, I wouldn't be able to,
Wait, the $300 is just Facebook ads?
No, the Platinum package is everything on the Platinum package, including paid Facebook ads.
And how much would that be?
Well, it's a 50%, like I said, off the cost of the service. You'd be looking at $299. That's the most affordable way for you to get 50-mile radius, including San Francisco.
$299, and you said that includes Facebook ads and Google ads?
It includes paid Facebook ads and the local map or pack result on Google and Bing. Not Google ads, not pay-per-click or AdWords. That's the Platinum Premier package. And like I said, Google charges $300 just for the ads.
Uh-huh. So what would that difference be? Like, you know, right now you're saying the $199 and the $299.
Right. So the difference would include the paid Facebook ads that we can specifically target zip codes, subdivisions that you wanted to be found in. It's not going to be like a 50-mile radius circle-wise. I mean, we can target even beyond that 50 miles if there's places that you want to be found specifically. But we can easily target 50 miles with a paid Facebook ad campaign.
Okay. And you said this choice has to be made today?
Well, you know, Tara's pretty good at her job, and there's also Lulu who's assigned to this particular listing as well, and they are calling through the area looking for one company that we would work with. We do not work with competing businesses. We cannot because we're a Google Premier partner. We would not really even want to, especially in this case. You know, we're offering our services with a website included. You see the $299 setup fee that goes across the board. That's even on the pro package because of the different directories, the 70 or so directories that we have to create. You know, when we're offering it without a setup fee, it's below our cost. It really doesn't make sense for us to, you know, offer our services to competing businesses. We'd be competing against ourselves, really, and we want to make sure that you get the maximum return on investment. It's also dictated to us by Google as we're premier partners. We cannot work with the competing businesses. We are allowed overlap, like I said, as far as the Google or the Facebook ads are concerned, but for the local listing, we would be working exclusively with you and your company for these services. But yeah, we are calling through the area to find the one company to work with. I mean, like I said, you can always get started with a local campaign. That's the position we're filling right now. We are allowed to add the ads on later on. That would be more budget-friendly at $199 if your budget is your concern for whether or not you wanted to get started right away.
Okay. So if I wanted to upgrade later on, I can do that?
You certainly can. Yeah, you can add either Facebook ads or even Google ads later on. You know, if you grow your company and you want to take on more work, we can help you to do that. We can also do Google Guarantee local service ads as well. But the local campaign for a smaller company is a great place to start, especially being that it's a lot more budget-friendly than some of those other packages.
And the local, doesn't come with the Google ads, does it?
Not paid ads. You are going to be found in that local map or that pack result, though. Where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, actually most people go to that local map.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm interested. I'm interested in doing this.
Well, I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It is the power of this particular listing, the local map section. I mean, it's where we go. And people don't need to know the name of your company to find you as a top option, to pick up the phone and call you directly. It is a flat rate, so it's a lot easier to budget for. You know, your leads might, with the Angies, those leads might be $30, $40, $60, $80, for an install job. You know, you're paying almost $100 per lead, whether you get that job or not. So, I mean, it is a budget-friendly way to get found and get phone calls. And, I mean, the Internet's not going away anytime soon. It's a great place to get your business found. And with a website included, I mean, you know, we are really at this point, if you're doing $199 and no setup fee, even if it's just for a 20-mile radius, which it would be, I mean, that's still, like I said, well below our cost. So we would have to earn your business for several months just for us to break even. Like I said, we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. But our clients do stay with it long term because it's profitable to be on that first page.
Okay.
So being that it is a month-to-month service, is that something you think you might want to try on a month-to-month basis? Use your tracking system, use the reporting, see exactly how profitable it can be, and give us the opportunity to earn your business 1 month at a time?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess why not? And if, you know, if I have any questions, can I talk to you directly? Because you're the one who's explaining all,
you sure
you know,
can.
This stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I will be your account lead on this, and you can contact me directly. I'm on the phone a lot, so if you call in, sometimes it goes to my voicemail. I can almost always, though, return that call within half an hour, sometimes maybe an hour. I can respond to emails even while I'm on the phone, of course. But yeah, I'll be your account lead on this one, so you'll be able to speak with me directly. Now, the business is listed as M&L Landscape, and is that how you would want the company to appear online?
Yes.
Okay. Is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? Is it the business number?
Yes.
Okay, so 510-829-7217. Is that also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay. And then, is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls, whether it's a residential or a commercial client. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so you'll get calls directly to you. There will, on your website, be a contact form so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it doesn't have to be shown physically, but it would be attached to that contact form. And, of course, when necessary, and especially for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things to you. Miguel, what is a good email address, either for you or for your business?
So, do you have my info there?
I don't have your email address, no.
Do you have my name, my full name?
I have Miguel. From M&L Landscape.
Okay, so my name is Ramon, but I go by Miguel.
Okay.
So my Gmail is, it's Mendieta, M-E-N-D-I-E-T-A. G-E-R, M-A-N. 27@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So definitely more of a personal email. It does not need to show up physically on that website, but it will be linked to your contact form. And then, like I said, when we contact you, we use phone, text, we use email. Did you have a preference to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
All of those is fine.
All of those are fine. Good. I mean, there is going to be some redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text message, etc. And then, what is your last name?
Mendieta. M E N. D I E T A.
Right, like the email there. And then you actually go by Miguel, kind of as a nickname then.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, I also wanted to ask you about the physical address that I saw on the Angies, because correct me if I am wrong, you are service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address that we would promote for your business online, no showroom or brick-and-mortar location? Okay. Because the 203 Isle Royale Court in San Rafael shows up on the Angies. Is that a residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. And that's actually why I'm asking, because Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, even if that were a shop or an outside office where you did your paperwork. Since you don't see any customers come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to be able to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Okay. Now, if you don't have any other...
I just wanted to ask.
Uh-huh, sure.
You're getting my info from Angie's List?
No. I saw the... Well, Atera attached the Angie profile to your account, and I saw a physical address listed there. I mean, they always do. They always put addresses on there, whether it's a P.O. box or a home address. It doesn't work that way with Google. Google will only list a physical address if it's a showroom, a brick and mortar, if customers can go there and talk to the business owner, see products and things like that. That's the only reason that Google would put a physical address online. But I did want to ask you about that because Tara attached that file here. She was looking for anything relating to your business online. Anything and everything related to M&L Landscape and this phone number. But we'll do what's called, a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. We will in this case then make sure that no physical address appears for your business online.
All right.
And that will allow us to make sure that any and all information is accurate and consistent for your business. And we'll be able to update any information that is not accurate.
All right.
Okay. So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, but we are going to want to make sure that we've got things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. What I would do also, and it's required of us as a Google Premier partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that it's month to month, that in this case we are not only waiving your setup fee, but also including the website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification, Miguel, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read that before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if anything and everything makes sense at the end of that, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay, so give me just a second here to get that set up. Miguel, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreements, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Yes, but I'm an L racket.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
It is Herman. I go by Miguel.
Okay. And your last name, just for the records?
Mandiera.
And you are the owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And then as the owner of M&L Landscape, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Miguel, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls, emails, even text messages coming from my company and from your potential customers. Now, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it's always a concern for me when I call one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or it goes to mailbox full or not set up. I mean, it's a concern not because I have to call them back, but because I know that if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them and I got mailbox not set up, I'm more likely to call someone else than I would be to call back. So we don't want you to miss opportunities. Like I said, as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in Hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Simply put, the reason we're asking is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So, like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit. We do it in the beginning and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. You know, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Miguel, that's fair enough, right?
Okay, so in this case, how you're telling me right now that I can't allow someone else to create content for me,
Actually, what it says is let us know if someone else is creating content for your business online. So we can make sure that the information is accurate. I have it as M and L with the ampersand, the symbol for the word and, not the word A and D spelled out. If someone goes online and creates a directory with M A N D L, it's inconsistency that may hurt your ranking. Now, like I said, we will in the beginning and periodically audit your business information online to make sure that everything is accurate. But if something new comes along that you're aware of that we're not aware of, it's important that you let us know. If someone's listing a different phone number for you or, like I said, a separate variation of the business name, we would want to know that because consistent information is important for your business. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else or you cannot have someone else create content online for your business, but we are just asking if you do that, that you let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate and consistently branding your business.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So like I said, it's not an exclusivity clause, but we are always wanting to know what content is online for your business, whether we create it or not. I mean, we want to make sure that that conflict does not conflict and that we are able, in fact, to keep you on that first page. We wouldn't want someone to undermine what we're already doing. Now, with reduction in the cost to both the subscription and with the setup fee waived, with the website even included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I would actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 7th of July, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of $199. Once again, that is a fixed rate. It will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, unless at some point you decide to add Facebook or Google Ads later on. Of course, you would have to let us know if you wanted to do that. Like I said, it is offered month to month. There is no contract. It is completely at will. That, of course, means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or you can't even pause the service seasonally if necessary, by simply contacting our client support team. Miguel, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Miguel, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
Give me 1 second. Let me see what I have on me. I'll do a Visa.
A Visa. If you want to go ahead and read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Sure. So it is 4100.
Yes, sir.
And so where would I get? Do I get my own account, or do you guys control my account?
So you have 24/7 access to your account. You can request content changes directly through your client dashboard. You can upload photos on your own, or we can continue to do that for you. We are going to create a Google listing and a Bing listing with you as the owner. We are only going to ask for managerial access so that we can update that information as long as you're a client of ours. If you stop using the service, you retain ownership of that listing.
Okay, and I wanted to also ask, who was I going to ask? And you guys will send me all the info to access
Correct.
The account?
Yeah. I'm actually going to give you the client support phone number, the hours of operation, a support email, and then you are going to get everything in writing by way of email, and then we are scheduling a follow-up call with our technician as well to get everything set up for you, answer any questions, and then send you out a couple extra emails. But you'll always have access to that.
Okay. All right.
So I've got 4100.
Okay. 3906.
Okay.
4989.
Yes, sir.
8307.
And then the expiration month and year?
It's 0225.
And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
Is 135.
So I've got 135, 135 on the back. I've got February or 02 of 2025 for the expiration date.
Uh-huh.
Is the card itself 4100-3906, 4989-8307?
Yeah.
Okay. And does that bill at the 203 Isle Royale Court, 94903?
Yeah.
And how does the name appear on that card?
I'm sorry?
The name, how does it appear? Is it Miguel, your nickname on that card, or your legal name on the card?
My legal name.
And that's G-E-R-M-A-N, correct?
Yeah.
No middle initial, though, on that card?
No.
Okay, gotcha. So in the next minute or so here, our automated system will send you out a confirmation email with our client support phone number, hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure. Give me 1 second.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. And you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. You can email the support team directly. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Miguel, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You will also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either that text message or the email, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We do have an available slot at 10 o'clock this next hour. There's also one at 11, and then this afternoon I can do either 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. Which of those times would work best for you? And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer.
What's the latest time you can do? You can do like 4:30 or 3?
No, well, normally we could do 3. We could do 3 o'clock tomorrow, but for today we are booked out at the 3 o'clock hour. There's already 4 slots filled.
Okay, so I'd say maybe around 2 o'clock.
We can do the 2 o'clock. It would be scheduled from 2 o'clock until 3. The call itself would get to you about a couple minutes after 2, get you off the phone pretty close to 2:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. At 1 o'clock, you will receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself is scheduled at 2. And in just about a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite as well. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. And there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local/CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Did you receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice at the bottom. In the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That click here is hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes to where the text message goes automatically, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
1 second. I got the initial invoice.
Right. Yeah, so Mm-hmm. And then it opens up talking about Google Business Profile Optimization. We are going to mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there is a line, or a box, I should say, that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in that longer box below that line with the arrow pointing towards it, we do want you to type in or copy and paste your name as it appears there, the name as it appears on the billing. It is case sensitive, and of course it needs appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after. But as you've got your name in that box as it appears, click on the confirm signature box below it. Miguel, that's going to do a couple of things. It's going to, of course, let us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we have waived your setup fee, that we're including the website for you. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area, and it will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out for your business is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So I can give you the username right now. There is no password set up, and in fact, you don't have to worry about that just yet. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks that you're trying to access it now, doesn't realize that it's not created yet, and it's asking you to log in. The username, though, is simply your phone number, area code included, but just the numbers. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the numbers 510-829-7217. That will always be the username. In the next couple of days, once your client dashboard is activated and there's something for you to track, we will text and email out your username along with the default password so you can access your tracking system. Once you're into the tracking system, you can, if you like, change that password as you see fit. Some people never do change it, which is fine too. But other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. We do have that client interview scheduled for the 2 o'clock hour. I did send you also that calendar invite. Again, you don't have to respond to it, but it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. In any correspondence by email, please include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That allows us to easily access that information and forward it to the right department. But when they do the client interview at 2 or in that 2 o'clock hour, they will officially give you the photos at localsplash.com email address. You can email the photos team directly, but anything and everything can be sent to that support email, and we'll just forward it to the right department. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that phone call in that 2 o'clock hour, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Okay. You said there was no password for the username thing?
There's not a password set up yet. Like I said, your client dashboard is not active yet. The automated system thinks you're trying to access your tracking system, but once your tracking system is active, we will send you the username and the password.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate your patience and dealing with me. You've been very respectful of my time and patient and kind. And I don't always get that in every phone call. So it's always a pleasure speaking with someone who's respectful of my time. It's been kind of a up and down morning talking to people who are angry that we're calling and trying to help them out. But I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. Like I said, our client interview technician will be giving you that phone call in the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate
Please do. And although everything did officially get sent out to your legal name, I have it in the notes here that you go by Miguel.
Yeah, that's right.
All righty. Thanks. Thanks again, Miguel. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.